25 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Yesterday we wrapped up the discussion on verses 189 and 190. We discussed the part where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about when men and women become intimate and the woman conceives. Initially, she feels light. There isn't the burden of pregnancy. However, once she starts to show, as they say, once it's obvious that she's pregnant and the child is on the way, then both husband and wife make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that grant us a healthy child. And then Allah says, when I grant them a healthy child, جَعَلَا لَهُ شُرَكَاءَ فِي مَا أَتَاهُمَا, they begin attributing to him partners with regards to that which he had granted them. Meaning, they start to attribute partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, saying either by naming the child after an idol or by attributing the birth of the child to themselves or to someone else or to some Taweez or something of that matter. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ, Allah is beyond the partners which they attribute to him. Remember the pagans also, the polytheists, they used to say, okay, this is the idol of fertility. This is the idol that you pray to when you want children. So that's the type of shirk that used to take place. Now, on that very theme of associating partners with Allah Tabaraka wa Taala, Allah Tabaraka wa Taala continues: أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Do they attribute such partners to him who do not create even a single thing but are themselves created? Allah is saying, listen. No matter what you perceive or what you think or how much you want to exalt or how much you want to extol or how much you want to venerate any creation of Allah, whether it be an idol or any other human or a prophet or a saint or whoever, in the end, all things said and done, all things considered, everything in existence besides Allah is a creation of Allah. So how can you attribute qualities that are exclusive to the Creator to those whom themselves are created? Irrespective, their profile, or irrespective of their accomplishments, or irrespective of their piety, or irrespective of whatever you may or may not think of them. أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Then where's the logic in this? Do they attribute such partners to Allah who do not even create a single thing? Allah is the Creator. They cannot be in any way compared to Allah, yet you want to attribute them as partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ. They cannot help them, nor can they help themselves. Meaning you worship such things, or you attribute partnership to Allah with such things, who cannot help you, nor can they help themselves. They are mere creatures and creations of Allah. They themselves are dependent on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They themselves require the help, the assistance, the blessings, the sustenance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they cannot create, they were created themselves, they cannot help, they are helped themselves by Allah. How then do you elevate them to the point of divine? وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُكُمْ. If you call them to the path, they do not follow your call. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدْعَوْتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ. It is the same to you whether you call them or you remain silent. I mean, these idols, they are not responsive. They are incapable of responding to you, of engaging with you, of interacting with you. They cannot respond to your call. I mean, if you call out in distress, if you call out in help, you can call out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will respond. But you cannot call out unto these stones. They are not able to assist you in any way. So why do you do it? Why do you defy logic and still go about this kind of attribution of partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Remember that many of these pagans, they never denied the existence of Allah. We mustn't make that mistake to think that polytheists don't believe in the existence of Allah and they only believe in the existence of all of these gods. No, they believe in the existence of Allah. But they associate partners with Allah in the different exclusive attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I mean, even Christians believe in the existence of God. They talk about God all the time. But then they say that Isa is the son of God. And they say that Mary is the waliya zubillah, the mother of Isa, or this way or that way. And they're also very confused in terms of their trinity and how it works. But they don't deny the existence of Allah. Even Hindus, for example, they will tell you that there's an Almighty, there's a God. But they create these intermediaries and they create these deities, these sub-deities, and then start to attribute to them exclusive powers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That this deity will send the rain, and this, as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in need of ministers. as if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala waliyadu billah is in need of assistance. As if now Allah has delegated full powers to a particular deity, that okay, all of power pertaining to sustenance goes to you, and all powers pertaining to rain goes to you, and to children goes to you. That's contrary to the status of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's a big insult to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, where's the logic? How can you in any way include any of the creation of Allah in the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? They are not creators, they were created. They are not helpers, they are being helped by Allah. They cannot respond to your call, they themselves have to call out unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So three examples are given, logical examples, and obviously the point being that when will you realize that what you are doing is illogical, it's contrary to fitrah, it's contrary to the natural disposition of man. Now, as Muslims, we may not be guilty of the greatest shirk, where we actually come and worship idols or worship deities besides Allah. But what we sometimes do is we, without realizing, we start attributing exclusive qualities of Allah to others. And also what we do is the minor form of shirk, or the hidden shirk, where in our intentions we don't only do for the pleasure of Allah, when in terms of our reliance and our conviction, and it is not only and exclusively on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we should also take heed from that particular perspective. It's now 18 minutes to 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International.